Hi, my name is Hari Krishna Menon, and I'm a program manager in the Visual Studio team. In Visual Studio 2015, we have rebuilt the XAML language service on top of the .NET compiler platform, or ROSLIN, to provide an improved XAML editing experience with rich IntelliSense that is faster and more reliable. This is the first step in enabling a number of new powerful features for the XAML language service. On the docket are features such as cross-language refactoring operations, improved IntelliSense filtering, and better data binding IntelliSense. In addition to this fundamental change, we have enabled a couple of new features like in-place editing in Visual Studio, support for Peek, and the ability to add regions in your XAML code. In this video, let's take a quick look at these new capabilities of the XAML language service in Visual Studio 2015. Let's take a look at Peek first. I'm going to select this border, and I really want to change its background. Traditionally, I would have to go to that particular style by going go to definition and edit it. No longer do I have to do that. All I have to do is right-click, Peek definition, and this brings my style from a different resource dictionary in the same view that I'm editing. That is super cool. Now I'm going to change the value gray to red, hit enter, and save. And when I go back to the design surface, you can see the change is instantly reflected. Now you might be wondering, will this work for code? Absolutely. Let me go find an event. So here you can see that I have a projects loaded event. I'm going to right click on projects loaded and do peak definition. You can see that we now allow you to edit your C# code within the view you're editing in XAML. So that is very useful. In Visual Studio 2015, we have also introduced a new feature called in-place editing. In-place editing was generally available in Blend, but now it is available in Visual Studio as well. Let me show you what I mean by in-place editing. I have this button here, and I really would like to change its template. And I'm going to right-click, do an edit template, and edit current. What you can notice is that we bring in the template of the button inside your current view. You no longer have to go to a different document to edit the template of that button. I'm going to go change the background. So I have here the background is set to button link color. I'm going to delete that and change to red. And hit save. You can see that we instantly update every single instance of that button into red. Now for the final demo. We got a lot of feedback from users saying that they really wanted to annotate parts of their XAML code. Unfortunately, annotation is not really something we had supported before, but what if you want to demarcate or split your XAML code into logical chunks? You can now do that by using the region feature in the XAML editor. So I'm going to start typing. Select region. Name my region. Now, I'm going to add an end region tag. And you can see that we instantly allow you to collapse that region. And once collapsed, it just shows the name of the region. This makes it super easy for you to logically differentiate chunks of your large visual trees. I would like to thank you for taking the time today to learn about the new XAML language service. The Visual Studio blog has more details around these features. You should download Visual Studio 2015 today and try out the new enhancements to the coding experience for XAML developers. Thank you.